Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 10, we were taught that when we are going through a trial in our Christian service, we need to have faith that God will see us through it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
That takes us to verses 38 and 39, and we say, remember the way. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we're not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. He says, now the just shall live by faith. Now this is the last of three New Testament quotes of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The other two New Testament passages are Romans 1, 17, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. We remember the Romans passage. Martin Luther was going up the steps in Rome, and he'd read a verse, go up a step, say a prayer, go up a step, read the next verse, say a prayer. Just kept doing that. A verse, a prayer, go a step. A verse, a prayer, go a step. When he got to verse 17, he said, the just shall live by faith. He realized what it meant, and the Reformation was underway. Imagine if after a while, in order to have peace in his family and among his friends, imagine if Martin Luther went back to Catholicism and compromised. He would have been doing despite to the spirit of grace, and he would have been saved so as by fire. Now, the next chapter of Hebrews is often called the Hall of Faith. They're there because those people in that chapter didn't draw back into perdition. They had failures along the way, but when they failed, they got up again. And my friend, if you fall, get up. A man falling seven times, if he's a good man, he's a righteous man, he gets up again, Proverbs 24:16 tells us. So my friend, as long as you're breathing in this life, no mistake needs to be fatal or final. Get up and give what you can to the Lord in your service, in your walk, and in your living. If they draw back, God's soul has no pleasure in them. Had Martin Luther drawn back, God would have had no pleasure in him, and I believe the judgment hand would have been mighty upon him. Why? Because they lose faith. In chapter 11, verse 6, will let us know, without faith, it's impossible to please him. To lack faith is to distrust God's word. It is to distrust that God is able to sustain you when you're going through the fiery trial. See, too often we're looking for the easy way out. Now, notice the Holy Spirit does not tell how to avoid fiery trials for the sold-out Christian. That's not what he does. He says in 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. By faith, rejoice. You're going through the fiery trials. You're going through sufferings. You're going through reproach. Rejoice. Because it is the fellowship of his sufferings when you're going through it because you have stood on the Word of God. You've spoken the truth in love, and you're suffering for it. Think of what it means for God to not have pleasure in one who goes back. As 1 John 2:28 says, they're ashamed at his appearing. I believe that Demas was saved, but he went back. And 2 Timothy 4:10 says, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. We're not told that Demas quit preaching. He may have been with a group that was in false doctrine in the Christian churches. They had to wrestle that in that day. And he may have went to that worldly way of thinking. The contemporary Christian, we've got grace, we've got liberty to do whatever we want to. I believe he went back to those things. I believe he may have been saved. We read in Revelation chapter 21 about the tears being dried up in heaven. I wonder how many tears Demas has shed over these last nearly 2,000 years. I wonder. Verse 39, again, I'll read it. But we're not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. It's telling us then to remember the way. We aren't of them that draw back into perdition. We aren't those who quit under fire. But you believe, that is, you remain faithful to the saving of the soul. That's not speaking of the salvation as concerning going to heaven or to hell, because you're secured in Jesus Christ. This then speaks of the soul that goes to heaven, hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. He hears that rather than hearing, saved so as by fire. The saving of the soul in our passage now is then referring to the keeping of reward. And that fits right in like a hand in a glove, the context of this chapter. It also shows confidence instead of a shame. Remember, at the judgment seat, we'll count the loss. So remember the way. Remember how you endured. God is still going to reward it when he comes. So it makes me ask, my friend, have you given up? Have you let up in your Christian life? Maybe a pastor, maybe an evangelist, maybe a deacon, maybe a Sunday school teacher, maybe a Christian family member, but somebody really hurt you and let you down. And at that time, you were busy in the work and you were serving God and you were doing what a Christian ought to do. And they really hurt you. They hurt you badly. I was recently talking to a man that found of his pastor's immorality. And so he confronted him with it and then church members with it, the deacon board. And instead of dealing with the pastor, they kicked this man out of the church, him and his wife. Well, 30, 40 years later, that man is still faithful, serving the Lord. The church is no longer in existence. The pastor ran off with the secretary. That man remained faithful, even at a time when people were against him. And people that he had respect for them. And my friend, you may have allowed something to get you discouraged. You've grown bitter. And, you know, bitterness may be in your heart and you don't realize. What is bitterness about? Let us say someone does something very bad to you, hurts you, hurts your wife, hurts your husband, hurts your children. And it makes you so mad. And they don't come back to you. They don't apologize to you. And it begins to grow in your heart. One day they get right with God. It may be years later. And they say, okay, you know, I was wrong. Please forgive me. But now, that's been harbored so long in your heart, You may even say, oh, okay, that's all right. But it's in there, it hurts, and you don't forget it because you don't forget it. And you are bitter against them. See, forgiveness needs to be in our heart at the very first. It can't be extended until somebody repents. But the moment somebody comes to us and says, please forgive me, I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's there, and you're glad they got it right. And if you can't do that, you may have bitterness in your heart. I'm saying all this to say you may be a person that's listening today that you fell down. You used to be faithful to church, used to serve, now you're not doing anything. Get up. A righteous man falling seven times gets up. My friend, get up. Right now, I want to have a prayer of rededication. I'm going to pray this prayer, and you may want to pray it along with me right where you are, if you mean it in your heart, and you may pray this prayer right where you are to get back up again. And you might pray like this, my precious Heavenly Father, I got discouraged by bad things that happened to me, and I've allowed them to interfere with my relationship with you. I've taken it out on you because I've quit doing what I ought to do in the local church. I've quit what I ought to do in my witness, my personal, my daily life, and even my walk with you. I'm not in the Word. I'm not praying like I should. Please forgive me. Cleanse me. Help me up. And help me once again to walk with you. Please. Cleanse me right now. I rededicate my life to thee right now. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that where you are or something like that, would you write us and let us know? I want you to know that we're behind you and that we want you to walk with God. And it would so rejoice our heart to know that the study of Scripture has been an encouragement to you. I hope that you'll do that. And our announcer will be giving you our mailing address here, our physical mailing address here in just a few moments, or he'll give you our web address through which you can email me, and I'd love to hear from you. Would you do that? And let us know that you prayed with us today. That's all you need to let us know, is that you prayed with us today. You can send a postcard, email, whatever. Just let us know that you prayed with us and that God spoke to your heart through this study of Hebrews chapter 10. I see my time is up. I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.